Now we have in chapter 38, King Hezekiah's sickness and his prayer and his healing. Now, it's very interesting how this chapter opens. It says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. Not in that day. We've seen in that day is a technical expression. It looks down to beginning with the great tribulation period, going through the millennial kingdom. But now it's in those days. What days? Those days that Isaiah's writing about, when Hezekiah was sick unto death. And I think that it was at the same time that Sennacherib had come down against him. He was having trouble outside the wall with the Assyrian, and inside he's having trouble with a boil that was just about to kill him. There are those that believe it was cancer or leprosy or something like that. Apparently it was a terminal disease that he had, and apparently his time had come. And so I read verse 1, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now, the sentence of death is given to Hezekiah by Isaiah the prophet. And the sentence of death, of course, I think today rests upon each one of us, although we do not know the day nor the hour. But we know this, it's appointed unto man once to die, and then after death the judgment. Now this is a divine date, and I'm sure that if each one of you listening in today knew the exact time, why, it would change your way of living. Your lifestyle would be changed. I had a letter several years ago from a young minister, and the doctor told him he had cancer and that it was terminal. And he sent out a letter to his friends, and he included me in it. He said in that letter, among other things, one thing I've discovered in the last few days, when a Christian is suddenly confronted with a sentence of death, he surely begins to give a proper evaluation of material things. My fishing gear and books and orchard are not nearly so valuable as they were a week ago. That's the end of the quote. I conducted the funeral of that fine young preacher. May I say that after that, I had the experience of having cancer and having my family doctor at that time tell me that he frankly thought I only had 3 more months to live. Well, God had other plans for which I'm indeed grateful. I thank him and praise him every opportunity I get, and this is one of them. But I know what it is in that brief moment to face up to it. And it is amazing. I can bear witness to the accuracy of this man's statement. It was amazing to me how certain things became very unimportant. Certain things, my home was one thing. I'll be honest with you, I thought I wouldn't be living in it but just a few more weeks, and therefore it was very unimportant. And where you're going becomes very important, by the way. Now, what did this man, Hezekiah, do? And I'd like to pinpoint this in the life of Hezekiah because it's also quite revealing to know that we are told that it was in those days. Well, let's identify the exact time that he had this boil and a death sentence was delivered to him. Well, it was during the siege of Jerusalem by the Assyrians. He had trouble on the outside, trouble on the inside. Now, somebody says, how do you know that? Well, Hezekiah reigned 29 years. And he reigned 15 years after this event, we're told. Now, his sickness was in the 14th year of his reign. Now, we're told back in Isaiah 36:1, now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against him. Well, that means the same year that Sennacherib, the Assyrian, came against him, he had this boil. And this man had real trouble, you see.